1970, America and the UK were gripped by Jackson 5 mania.
They were icons then. Everywhere they went, they had to have at least 10 bodyguards, at least.
I don't know how many stars there are.
Every little girl of my era had longings to be a future Mrs. Jackson, I think.
Girls and guys were into the Jacksons. And Michael, girls just loved him. Then it'd be Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson.
When I was growing up, he was like every girl's dream. I don't know of any of the black girls and white girls I grew up with that didn't have some fascination for Michael Jackson.
I started their fan club in the summer of 1972. I started a Jackson 5 page in Record Mirror. There were love letters written on underwear. There were girls put together photo books with their names and poems. You know, all kinds of great fan stuff.
My heartthrob then was Michael. Still is, always will be.
I particularly remember going to the two shows in 1972, which were back-to-back at Wembley. So I remember taking two girls to the show, one to the first show and one to the second.
Everywhere we went on the tour, London, Birmingham, Manchester, Glasgow, they were mobbed. The fans were just hysterical.
I remember calling home and putting the phone out the window and letting my mom hear all the excitement, and she was really happy for us.
When the Jackson 5 stepped out on stage, it was sort of mass hysteria, and you know, everybody sort of shouting for the one who they liked best, so you could hear, Jermaine Marlon, I'm here.
It was a chance for the black community to have somebody to scream and shout at. You know, you had Johnny Osmond, you had the Cassidys, you know, and then all of a sudden you had Jackson 5.
I remember that feeling, you know, oh, they're real, you know, they really do exist.
If the Jacksons had it, everyone wanted it. The afro was the ultimate in 70s cool.
I had an afro myself. I had an afro curl in my back pocket.
And I think Jermaine has the biggest afro in the family. You know, you're constantly combing it and nurturing it.
Your afro wasn't right unless it was perfectly picked out.
Copious amounts of afro sheen sprayed all over my hair.
Nobody touched the fro.
The Jackson 5 cartoon was very psychedelic and stuff, but I remember those very well. I used to watch them every Saturday morning.
To see a black family in a cartoon, and we didn't have a lot of black images back then. That really made a difference.
It was the first time that I had ever seen someone who looked like me animated.
Other labels were quick to realize Motown was onto something.